Foreign News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there was a sick day for a member of the Supreme Court today.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was absent from the court with no explanation.
We will hear argument first this morning in case 23-108.
Before arguments were heard, Chief Justice John Roberts announced Thomas's absence, saying he would still take in the day's cases based on the briefs and transcripts of the arguments. That is sometimes said when a justice is out sick. Thomas did not take part in arguments remotely, which is done when a justice is either sick or can't be there in person. Clarence Thomas is 75 and the longest serving of the current justices. He was hospitalized 2 years ago with an infection and missed several court sessions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The first ever trial of a former U.S. president got underway today in Manhattan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Former President Donald Trump faces allegations that he falsified business records to hide secret payments to keep women quiet about extramarital relationships. The charges carry the possibility of jail time. Trump denies the accusations and says no crime was committed. As the New York trial begins, a jury is on the verge of being picked that will make a historic decision about whether Trump broke the law. Greg Clugston, the White House.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a proposal for passing wartime aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, but the path to passage was deeply uncertain as he rejected pressure to simply approve the package sent over by the Senate. The Republican speaker huddled with fellow GOP lawmakers Monday night to lay out his strategy to gain House approval for the funding package. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 248 points today, the Nasdaq losing 290 with the S&P 500 index lower by 61 points. This is SRN News. Americans are split on values.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center illustrates vividly the divide in this country. It reveals that 50% of adults say liberals are trying to drive religious values out of government and the schools, while 48% believe that conservatives have gone too far in trying to push their religious values on government and the schools. As you might imagine, Christians are more likely to fear the liberal efforts and non-believers more likely to fear conservatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court is considering whether to reinstate Arkansas's first-in-the-nation ban on sex change operations for minors. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis debated a lower court judge's ruling that overturned the law. The 2021 measure would prohibit doctors from providing hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18. Arguments focused on whether the ban discriminates on the basis of sex. This is SRN News. An election this month in Pittsburgh is emerging as an early test of whether Israel's war with Hamas poses political threats to progressive Democrats in Congress who've criticized the conflict.
First-term Representative Summer Lee is facing a primary challenge from Bhavini Patel, a municipal councilwoman. Lee has accused Israel of committing war crimes, called for a ceasefire, and demanded an end to U.S. military aid to Israel. That's veered from the stand taken by President Biden and most Democrats when it comes to the war. If Lee is defeated in the April 23rd contest, she'd be the first Democrat incumbent to lose a primary this year. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
After reporting dismal first quarter sales, Tesla is planning to lay off about a tenth of its workforce as it tries to cut costs. CEO Elon Musk detailed the plans in a memo sent to employees. The layoffs could affect about 14,000 people in Texas. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.